The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Good morning. This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Friday. Got to get down on Friday, as I believe the great Rebecca Black once sang. Last show with me for this little stint of cover. Last show with
Dave's
Benny.
Dave's back on Monday, isn't he?
Daddy's back on Monday, isn't he? Matt Dyson, good morning.
Good morning.
Anna and Glenn in the booth of truth, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Producer Mark, good morning.
Hi.
Stop playing, mate. We're only in the first link of the show. Come on. Producer Dave Oldswiss, good morning.
Good morning.
Well. We started the week talking about a showbiz party that Anna went to.
Oh, wow.
And here we are again, aren't we? What time did you get in last night, eh?
I'm not saying.
Where were you last night?
I was at the Hammersmith Apollo, covering a sneak peek of Deadpool and Wolverine.
Yeah. Interviewing the stars as
interviewing
well.
Interviewing the actual.
Who did you talk to?
I talked to Ryan Reynolds.
Oh. How did he smell? I imagine he smells nice.
He's just such a fine man.
Such a fine man.
Well, did you actually get to see the film or?
Like little bits of it, yeah.
Oh.
They'd said it's not a premiere because there'd be too many spoilers. So we've seen like little snippets.
So you had to interview them on those snippets alone?
I hadn't even seen the snippets when I interviewed
them.
I'd only seen the trailer.
How can you talk about the film if you're not?
No snippets. Are they not confident about the film? Why didn't they show you the film? It's that good. Show us the whole thing.
They get to a bit halfway through and they go, we're just going to skip forward through this bit. There's a really good bit coming up.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
I've just been informed that we are going to hear from Anna's showbiz night last night in the Social Ammo after 7 o'clock.
Yeah, we got a big exclusive clip. Was it live on ITV London
News?
It was stressful.
Wait. Quite stressful.
So they were doing the news and they cut you live on the red carpet to talk to film stars.
Yeah.
That is quite difficult to do, no?
Well, it was stressful because they'd given me a time, but my slot with the celebs was 5 minutes earlier, so I was then having to manage all the PRs and keep
You can't have Jamman waiting around for 5 minutes, can you?
You've got to make small talk with him, haven't you, as well?
That's what I was doing, yeah. Wow. But do you know what? I was just saying to Glenn that Ryan Reynolds had to take a flying ant off my hair.
Oh, did he?
Because apparently it was flying ant day yesterday. They were everywhere.
What a lovely way to celebrate with the boys.
Did you guys do anything to mark it? To mark flying ant day?
Flying ant day?
No, we didn't, did we? Another year missed out.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And good morning. Hope Friday's been all right so far. This is the Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Ben Burrell. You're listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters. Don't know where to start your next garden project? Well, fear not, because at Wix, you can find all the essentials to refresh your garden space, from compost to garden sleepers. Matt, you got any garden sleepers in your manor?
I haven't, no.
You're missing out, mate. Yeah. Get down to Wix immediately. Also, fencing and decking. Plus, find all the inspiration and help you need for your next garden project. That's at wix.co.uk. And to celebrate, I'm giving you the chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250 as we once again play Lead You Down the Garden Path. Matt, remind us how this works.
Well, we all live incredibly interesting lives.
Some of us do.
It says here on this script. And we've seen some things over the years. You know, we've sucked tea through Kit Kat straws. You know, we've lived. And today, myself, Anna and Glenn are going to tell you a tale from our lives. But you can't always trust us. One of us will be lying. The other two are telling the truth. All you have to do is correctly identify which one of us is trying to lead you down the garden path to win.
Yes, okay, if you want to play this morning, then give us a ring right now. 0330 123 1215. That's 0330 123 1215. If you're doing up your house or your garden and you want a little bit of help from Wix.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. Good morning. We're going to give away a Wix gift card worth £250 right now as we play Lead You Down the Garden Path. Matt, Anna and Glenn are going to tell you a little tale, but only two of these yarns, it says here, will be true. The other person will be leading you down the garden path. All you have to do is tell us who is lying, and playing on line number one is Andy. Good morning, mate.
Good morning.
Andy, how are you? What are you up to today?
I'm good. I'm just working.
Ooh, What do you mean, oh, yeah? I think it's something suspicious about this, well, Andy. Are you on the run?
You know what? It's Friday. I'm running really late. I won't manage to... Well, I meant to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Didn't get up until 6:30.
Oh, my God. What's happened? Yeah.
So you're in a rush and you've gone, I'll just ring my nearest radio station. I've just got a few competitions left.
I admire that, Andy.
I'm in a haircut and then I'll be in.
I'm looking at the time thinking, why have I rang?
Wow. We'll rattle through these stories.
Andy, you sound like our boss. Stop messing around and get through it. All right, let's see if we can play it. Let's see if we can give you this £250 Wix gift card. We're going to hear our three stories right now. All you have to do is tell us who is lying out of our three team members. Matt, do you want to start with this?
Yeah, well, you know, remember that time when the Hypebeast Womble producer Mark said when Benedict Cumberbatch was in and he called him Benedict Cumberbitch?
Yes, I do.
To his face, right? It was hilarious. One of the best clips of all time.
Yeah.
Well, once when I was working as an entertainment journalist at a different media conglomerate, I did a hotel junket interview with Leonardo DiCaprio, but I accidentally called him Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh.
Not take it very well.
I mean, we'd all seen the beach by that point.
How dare you? I have that clip if you want to hear it. Just want to recap quickly. Not that clip, but the DiCaprio clip.
Yeah.
Just on the other side, it's very breakfast show. Good morning, Benedict Cumberbatch as well.
Wow.
Don't say that. Not the hashtag hero, apart from it not being my name. I think people might be upset about that, like the other half of the population.
He was not impressed, was he? Andy, we know time is a burden for you, so let's move on, shall we? That's Matt's. Anna, what about you?
So, I know I hang out with celebrities, but I'm supposed to. It's my job. However...
However,
at Wimbledon last week, my dad spotted Petr Cech, former Chelsea goalkeeper. Oh, wow. And he said to me, hold my coat, Anne. He walked straight over to him and asked him what he's up to nowadays. And the guy was just giving short one-word answers. I was just completely mortified.
Wow.
He's a nice Petr Cech.
Basically, yeah.
I thought when you said, hold this, Anne, I thought Petr Cech had come up to you and be like, hold this, Anna.
It was my dad taking his coat off so he could ask him
for a question. Yeah, you can't ask Petr Cech questions with a coat on.
No, it's just undignified.
It's rude, yeah.
Okay, that's Anna's. Glenn, what about you?
I embarrassed myself this very morning on the way in. I was in an Uber and in the back of the cab, I was watching some compilation on YouTube of it was like the England squad's funniest moments from Euro 2024 or whatever. And I got it, and the cab driver pulled up outside this building, and he went, "Was that all? Everything all right?" And I was half asleep, and all I was looking at was this video of like funniest moments. I went, "Yeah, that was really funny. Thanks." That was really funny. Really funny journey.
Really great cab journey. Yeah, I was laughing all the way.
5-star rating. Yeah.
Okay, those are our three stories. Andy, who do you think is lying and leading you down the garden path from those three?
I'll try it, Matt.
Matt is the right answer. Congratulations, well, mate. Done. That £250 Wix gift card is yours.
Thank you very much.
They can get off.
Yeah, listen, you are 4 hours late, so we'll let you get off, Andy. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. Enjoy spending the money.
Cheers, guys.
I want to know more. I kind of want to know more. What's going on? I'm so...
Literally, you can hear him rushing off.
I know, yeah.
I've never experienced that before.
I think he was on the bus as he was talking to us. What's going on? I'm so suspicious. I think we need to get Andy back on another day. That was all thanks to Wix. You can find all the essentials you need to refresh your garden space, from compost to garden sleepers, from fencing to decking, plus all of the inspiration and help you'll need for your next project at wix.co.uk.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Anna, just before we get to social ammo, I just had my Kit Kat Chunky Biscoff White.
Yeah?
Mate, it's changed my life.
I knew it would. I'm so happy you said that.
It was. It's very sweet, you might expect, but delicious. Not too sweet. Not too rich.
Not sickly.
No, it wasn't sickly. I believe producer Dave Old Swiss has just necked his. He's smiling. Or he's gone through half of it. Matt, have you had yours yet?
Not yet. Too early for something that sweet.
All right, grouchy.
We'll clip that. Next time I cover, we'll play that out along with your sour beef comment from before. Matt, what's happening on the social?
Well, oh, yeah. So, I mean, do you want to talk about the feline Foden, the cat that looks like Phil Foden? That's everywhere today.
I thought everyone knew about this. This is an old thing, right?
It's come back round again because it's on the front page of the Star today. People saying that...
I'm sorry, it's on the front page?
Yeah, front page news. If you rub the paws of the cat, Mystic Mog, England will win.
What
it's a classic tabloid move, isn't it? Yeah. But, I mean, we don't
The FT have done a similar thing for their papers.
Yeah. But shall we start with Anna Geary's red carpet interview for the big Deadpool Wolverine film?
Yes, so remind us, Anna, what were you doing last night?
I was at a sneak peek of Deadpool and Wolverine interviewing live on the red carpet Ryan Reynolds and Hugh Jackman.
What happened beforehand? Because I've got a clip here that is you just talking to them sort of idly before you went on air.
Well, beforehand, they just removed a flying ant from my hair.
Oh, yeah.
That was Ryan Reynolds. And then we were just chatting away and my time had gone reduced by a minute and they heard that in my earpiece.
Embarrassing.
And so then they reflected that on air.
Okay.
I know, I've definitely got the best job of the day.
Live here in the history of pixels and light.
Just having you guys
make
it.
Can I just say, Anna, let's listen back to that first bit again. The flirting's unbelievable. Yeah. Listen to that. Listen to this. Can I just say?
I definitely got the best job of the day.
He's
just such a fine man.
He is a fine man. Then you actually did speak to them, and I believe you spoke about the England game on Sunday.
I did.
I genuinely hope England brings it home, despite what I've said on the record previously.
They're bringing it home. I had a chat with Gareth before. It's going to be an unusual lineup.
Never met Gareth in his entire life.
Come on, we talk all the time. I suggested a 9-1-1 formation. Just to be very attacking. It's never been done before, and I think it'll really surprise the Spanish. And I've got Harry Kane for a hat-trick in the first half.
Wow.
Put your money on that.
Wow.
Hat-trick in the first half? Wow. Okay, incredible.
The greatest showman on the greatest showman. Lovely to hear. And, yes, the talking pet of the week time, isn't it, of course? Because not long ago we had the chicken shouting Kelly, the Stereophonics chicken. You remember that one? It was amazing. Okay. Since then, I've been sent so many talking
chickens. Is that real?
They do seem to be real. I mean, I couldn't 100% vouch for it, but they look real on video. Because this is a new one saying, Chloe.
Chloe! Because
they sort of crow in unusual ways.
Yeah, I think those are real. I think we'd only question it if they start doing it of longer names. And I'm like, Benedict!
And then one more just to end on a Christopher. They take it to the next level of this
ranking.
What? No, that's someone doing a voice.
Christopher!
Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank!
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
After eight, we are doing another round of Request Anything. We've done this a few times whenever I've covered. Basically, if you want us to play anything on the show this morning, request it now. 8-12-15 to text, tweet at Absolute Radio. We're not looking for songs, though, are we, Matt?
No.
What are we looking for?
It's the sort of things like talking chickens, things that have happened on the show in the past that maybe you want to relive.
Yeah, perhaps. Old
Anna Geary's ferryman impression. Yeah. That's all.
Yes.
I mean, that was
the
stuff of legend.
Yeah, you can request clips from the show, stuff you've seen on social media.
Yeah.
Theme tunes always
anything
go down
goes.
Well, don't they? Anything we've done this week, like, for example, Matt singing Snow Patrol at the start of the show the other day.
Yeah. I am sorry unequivocally. Yes. Apologising to Southgate there,
That's been stuck in my head, I'm not joking, ever since we played that out.
Well, my version as
Yeah, your version specifically, yeah. I won't hear the song without this bit now.
I am sorry unequivocally.
I can't hear the song without a drunk Matt Dyson coming to mind. That's a lovely image. 8-12-15 to text, tweet at Absolute Radio, request anything you want. As long as it's audio-based, we'll probably play it for you after 8 o'clock this morning.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
We are sorting out some clips for Request Anything that we're doing after 8 o'clock. If you want to request anything on my show this morning, anything audio-based, not songs, anything else, 8-12-15 to text. During us sorting that out, while that our song was playing, Swiss said, and this was audible for the rest of us, he said, there's so many Anna clips. I mean, we're thinking about doing an Anna Mega Mix. There's one, two, three, there's 10 clips in front of me alone, Anna. You've got your own library. It's quite incredible.
I dread to think what I've said. I can't even remember.
Someone's requested I Think Your Finest Moment on this show, and we'll play it out after 8 o'clock. 8-12-15 to text. Tweet at Absolute Radio. Request anything. That is on the way.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
One breakfast show with 9 playlists. Get them all on our brand new Rayo app right now. You can listen to our station live. You can listen to all of our stations live. You can also get on-demand content there, like, for example, the Isle of Wight Festival. And, Matt, speaking of festivals, see what I've done there? Good segue.
Lovely. If only you haven't drawn attention to it.
All right, yeah, I failed there, didn't I? Yeah. Sorry about that. This is 10 Weeks of Tickets. As I'm sure you know, every single day on this show and on Home Time with Bush and Richie, we are giving away tickets to some of the best live events that you can possibly go to in this country. Once again, we are playing Bag of Bands. Matt has packed up his festival bag, and residing inside are a series of items which relate to questions. Relate is such a strong word to use there, I think. Almost relate to questions.
Crowbarred in
about bands on the bill. If you get all three questions right, you are heading to Reading Festival. And playing this morning is Jamie on line number one. Jamie, good morning, mate.
Morning, Ben. Morning, team.
Hi, Jamie.
Hello.
Jamie's a painter, decorator. I have renewed respect for that art form because we're doing up our house right now and painting is so difficult.
Yeah.
Do you find it difficult?
I do, yeah. 100%.
Jamie, have you got any top tips for us muggles?
Just bear with it. Just go with it. It is soul-destroying, but just go with it.
I haven't heard someone talk about their job soul-destroying since you about 10 minutes ago.
I have,
Matt.
Yeah.
I thought he was just going to say frog tape, but yeah.
Okay, listen, we're going to try and send you off to Reading Festival, Jamie. Matt is going to rummage through his festival bag. I'm going to ask you three questions after he finds some items in there. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, Matt, get rummaging.
Okay, well, this is also a bag that I take to the cinema with me. It's almost like these don't relate to festivals, really, now. It's like I'm not going to Reading.
Just say Two-Door Cinema Club.
I also take the festival bag to the cinema, right, sometimes. And I always sneak in my own snacks. It's a sensible thing to do. Mm. I've got a club biscuit in there, right? I've also got a lot of pictures of my favourite musicians.
God.
Here's a picture of Ray Manzarek and Jim Morrison. So it's two of the Doors and my cinema club.
Oh, my God. No.
I feel like that was a battle.
Took so long, so long. And speaking of Two-Door Cinema Club, Jamie, which of these is a song by the aforementioned Two-Door Cinema Club? Is it A, Undercover Martin, or B, Obvious Graham?
Undercover Martin.
Here's the right answer. Yes. Matt Rummage again.
Now, festivals are great fun, but I always like to bring some other entertainment to keep me busy during sets. So I have my old portable DVD player with my favourite cartoon, Tom and Jerry. I also like to bring my spice rack with me, just in case. Look, that's my cinnamon there. Tom and Jerry cinnamon. Do you see? It's what we've got.
I'm taking my headphones off. Glenn, Anna, if you want to get off, we can do the news. And speaking of Tom and Jerry Cinnamon, or more specifically, Jerry Cinnamon, Jamie, in which city was Jerry Cinnamon born? Was it A, Cambridge, or B, Glasgow?
It was Glasgow.
Yes.
Yes.
Two out of two so far. Matt, rummage again.
I mean, look, the final one's always about one of the Gallagher brothers, so, I've got a figurine of Liam Gallagher in here, OK? Is that enough?
Say the word. You've lost the word. Do it properly. Come on.
That's literally a clue, yeah.
What? Producer Dave checked out on Friday. Unbelievable.
It just says, finally, I've got something that comes with me to every festival, a figurine of Liam Gallagher. He really does. Wow. Even he's lost interest.
Time you could have just said, I have a picture of Two-Door Cinema Club.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish we realised that on Monday.
And speaking of Liam Gallagher, Jamie, what is the name of the band that Liam was in until they broke up in 2009? Was it A, Oasis, or B, Blur?
Oh, that's a tough one. I think it might have been Oasis.
Here's the right answer. Yes, Jamie. Congratulations. Yes. Jamie, not only have you won tickets, you've put us all out of our misery, yeah. And for that, we thank you. Congratulations, mate. Who are you going to take with you?
I think I'll take my brother.
All right, very, very nice.
Big Liam Gallagher fan.
All right, Jamie, enjoy. Have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks, guys.
A pair of tickets up for grabs to go to Leeds Festival with Bush and Richie from 4 o'clock this afternoon as 10 weeks of tickets continues.
Listen to Absolute Radio and you could find yourself at this summer's best gigs.
10 weeks of tickets.
On Absolute Radio, where real music matters.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's Ben Barrell here for Dave Berry. When I cover for Dave, more often than not on a Friday, we end up doing something called Request Anything. You can request anything on the show as long as it is not a song. 8, 12, 15 to text, tweet at Absolute Radio. Some good ones coming in already. Hi, Ben. Given that she's now departed the House of Parliament, House of Parliament, can we please have a Liz Truss pork market?
Pork market.
Of course you can. That is for Tom R in Potter's Bar. Have another one, mate.
Pork market.
I know, I think I mentioned this on my show this week already, but I couldn't play that during the election period,
yeah.
Which I was so upset about. That's all I have in my show in the afternoon. That's the only bit of content I have. Yeah, it was ridiculous. This says, can you please play the theme tune to Johnny Briggs? It was a class programme, says Scott Parsons. I don't know this. What was Johnny Briggs?
Oh, it was a really bleak kitchen sink drama in the north for children. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, this.
It's a great theme tune, though. Oh, Johnny, come in, your tea's ready. That's all.
God.
It's horrible, brother Humphrey, always picking on him.
We can do some live mixing over this if you want.
Ready?
Wait for it.
I like sour beef. That was about a recorder, I think.
This is quite a bleak theme tune for a kids' TV show.
It sounds horrible. I found it, it was quite grim, even as a child.
That's gone on for ages, like Game of Thrones. How long have these credits?
This bit never went out.
It's like a 3-minute theme tune. What's going on there? You wouldn't get that these days. You wouldn't get that on the Baby Club, would you? What a great show that is. This says, Ben, this is from Jason, please play the Ringo Starr classic. I mean, this never fails to disappoint, does it?
This is a serious message to everybody watching my update right now. Peace and love, peace and love. I want to tell you, please, after the 20th of October, do not send fan mail to any address that you have. Nothing will be signed after the 20th of October. If that has a date on the envelope, it's going to be tossed. I'm warning you with peace and love, but I have too much to do. So no more fan mail. Thank you. And no objects to be signed. Nothing. Anyway, peace and love.
My two highlights of that are, it'll be tossed, which is such a weird way to phrase it. And also, I'm warning you with peace and love.
Yeah.
So good. 8, 12, 15, tweet at Absolute Radio. Request anything, please.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Just seen the words Minder theme tune banger. It is, there's no denying it. I request anything you want. Our little Rob has requested something that happened earlier in the show. It was Glenn saying a particular name. Let's all enjoy this again.
Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank!
I don't recognise that as my own voice and I disown it.
If someone played that to me and asked me to identify who it was, I would not say you.
Jimmy Floyd it was Hasselbank!
An unusual bulletin for you, wasn't it?
Hi to Paul, who's requested Anna singing one of her many hits.
The noise in was a standing.
Yes.
On the radiator grill. Shreve, don't like it. Rockin' the Casper, rock the Casper. Shreve, don't like it.
Sorry, Anna, to interrupt.
Rockin' the Casper, rock the
That. Sorry, I'm just ruining that. Apologies about that.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Benjamin, Thomas Burrell here, and for Dave Berry. Dave is back on Monday. Right now, though, I'm doing my best to ruin his show before he returns. We're doing Request to Anything. What do you want to hear this morning? Anything that is not a song, request it right now. 8, 12, 15 to text. We've got loads of Anna clips coming in. Anna, I'm not going to play them now. It sort of demeans the news that you're about to do. instead, let's do this. Kev says, Ben, ahead of the after the Netherlands game this week, how about we hear this classic?
I sort of knew when I came here and Champions League. Liverpool or Arsenal. I thought maybe one of them we would draw, and it is Arsenal, I think.
That is not a man from the Netherlands. That is, in fact, Steve McLaren. Couldn't tell, could you?
I sort of knew when I came here and Champions League, Liverpool or Arsenal. I thought.
No, at the start there, he sounds a bit like Ringo, look. Yeah.
I sort of knew.
This is a serious message.
I want Ringo and McLaren, but only Dutch McLaren, together on one video. That is a social ammo dream.
That would be great.
Is it not?
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
This is the Absolute Radio Breakfast Show. It's Ben Burrell here. We are one breakfast show with 9 different playlists. We just played new Coldplay on the main station. We were listening to Outkast and Hey Ya on Absolute Radio Noughties in the studio. You can get all 9 of our playlists on our brand new Rayo app. Listen to us live. Listen to on-demand content on there. It's got it all. Download if you haven't done so already. And we want to celebrate the plethora of stations that we have here at Absolute Radio right now. We want to play another round of Beat the Intro, or Guess the Intro, as I foolishly said after the show yesterday. Matt was disgusted at that. It's a slight change, though, this time round, because, Glenn, you are so good at this game. No one wants to play with you. So you're going to be...
That sounds like an excuse.
So you're going to host this one.
Great.
Me and Ram Matt are going to guess. So all these songs are coming up after 9
Anna's
o'clock.
Anna's guessing as well, presumably.
I've got sheets of paper in front of me that Anna has not had access to.
Okay, good, right.
Okay,
fine,
good.
Fine.
We want to make sure this is all above board. So all these songs are happening in the No Repeat Guarantee on one of our stations after 9 o'clock this morning. We have a song from 60s, a song from 70s, a song from 80s, and a song from 90s. Are we ready? Glenn, are you ready to take over with this?
I'm ready to take over. 1 point for title, 1 point for artist.
Okay, yeah.
This is your first one. Now, I'll tell you what station it is.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's Absolute Radio.
Okay.
And one of our many plays. So this is, the first one is Absolute Radio 60s.
Okay.
Matt.
I hear Matt first.
The Jackson 5.
Yeah.
And was it?
Quick.
Rockin' Robin?
No, it's not. You are frozen out. 1 point for Matt. Does anyone want to come in? Do you want to hear the clip again?
Yeah.
Guys, come on.
I know
come
it is. On, I know
you
it
must
is.
Be
You don't get a point for that.
Oh, God, what's it called?
Oh, she's singing again.
ABC.
No, Ben is frozen
Anna.
Out.
Anna,
yeah.
Want you back?
Yes! Not sure you fully deserve a point, but yep, I want you back.
Took a while.
The Jackson 5. We're just playing them. Right, your next one. It's coming from Absolute Radio 70s. 1 point for artist, 1 point for the title of the song. Take it away, Ben.
Ben.
Yes.
Pretenders, Brass in Pocket.
Yes. Yeah.
Push, 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 push.
Oh, 2 points for Ben.
Have that. Suck on those apples.
That wasn't the quote from Good Will Hunting.
Oh.
Suck on those apples.
As soon as I said the word suck, I thought, you're on a live radio show, Ben. Don't wave goodbye to that career. Okay,
lick that pomegranate. The next one is Absolute 80s. You will all get this, I think, instantly, especially one of you. This is from Absolute Radio 80s. Take it away.
Matt.
Oh, Matt. Right, yeah.
Oh, I know this, I know this.
It's Tina Turner, Simply the Best.
I will give you 2 points for that. It's actually just the best.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? He doesn't deserve that.
No, he does.
Triple point off him.
I agree with Ben. Take a point.
Yeah, come on.
Everyone calls it Simply the Best.
For Cart. Or Dirt.
No way.
Or
it's not another name.
It's Simply... Pause. The best.
Hey, wait a second. Wait a second.
Yeah, you did say earlier.
Wait a second.
It's simply I want you back from the.
Can I just say, bit rich coming from you talking about names. It's not Guess the Intro.
Oh yeah. Come on.
I will give you that because it's not like Matt didn't know what the song is.
Yes. Yeah. It took me a while as well.
Okay. I'm just seeing a little regular team alliance here, and I don't like it.
I want none of you to win. It's so important to me that none of you win. Okay. Right. This final one for this part of round one. We've got a round two coming up. But round one, this is Absolute Radio 90s.
Matt.
Ben. Surely
heard
me.
Matt first.
No yeah. way. I heard Matt no first.
Way. Old Swiss, producer Mark behind me. What, yeah. are we going with Matt.
TLC, yeah, yeah. No Scrubs.
Absolutely. It's actually Simply No Scrubs.
No
yeah,
Scrubs.
I'm really sorry. You're going to have to remove a point for that.
Simply No Scrubs.
What are the scores on the doors, Glenn? Yeah. Do you know?
We're going to have to throw over to producer Old Swiss over here.
Okay. Ben has 2. Matt has 5, Anna has 1.
Matt deserves 4. He deserves 4.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be 5. It's embarrassing.
Yeah. You've got, you have 8 opportunities to redeem yourself coming up.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
You join us at a very tense moment on the Dave Berry Breakfast Show right now. It's Ben in for Dave, and we are doing a round of what we're calling this again, Guess the Intro.
Yes, Identify the Introduction, I think we're calling it.
We're playing Beat the Intro. Glenn is not playing today, though, because he's too good at this game, so he's hosting.
That's why I'm telling everyone I'm not playing on Sunday's Euros final as well.
Too good.
It's ruining it for everyone.
Trippy would get upset.
So far, the scores look like this. Matt is in the lead with 5, although, as everyone is agreeing with me, it should be 4. I have 2 points. Anna has 1 point. We have 4 songs left to go. 8 points all to play for. Glenn, back over to you.
Okay, this next one is from Absolute Radio Noughties. Have that in your head. Mm-hmm. You should get this instantly. Here we go.
Matt.
I heard them both at the same time. I'm going to go alphabetically. I'm going to go with Ben.
It's Daft Punk.
Yes.
And wait
Matt's
a second.
Ready to steal. Matt's okay. Ready to steal.
There are 4 words in order. I'm giving you a 5-second countdown to get this right.
That's a big clue.
So here we go. 5.
That's a big clue.
4.
Around the world.
No. Ben, you're frozen out, so I'm going to take an answer, but you do have 1 point.
Matt. Harder, better, faster, stronger.
He's correct. Oh,
goodness me.
And a point to Matt.
Why have I let myself down?
Your next one, Absolute Radio 10s. This came up in Matt's bag of bands the other day. Yeah. Here we go.
Oh.
It's not your name, Matt.
What? Oh, is that it?
That's it. That's what you're getting.
Oh. I don't know this. I don't recognise that at all.
Anna, you need to be getting this to stay in the game. You need to be getting both the title and the artist. Is
it? I've got no clue.
No, not having. I'm not giving you any clues. Think good, big tens artists, yeah, know, indie bands.
So, I mean, so they're playing at Reading Festival.
Yeah,
you could say the band's name follows a similar structure to Huey Lewis and the News.
Yeah, right. Oh, Catfish and the Bottlemen. Catfish and the Bottlemen.
Okay, right. Okay. Yeah.
And what are the name of their big ones? Oh.
Come on. 5.
Pigeon.
4. 3. No. Anyone? Nope. Okay. It was Cocoon. I'm going to give them half a point. For that. Pigeon? Did you say Pigeon?
No, I didn't. Yeah, my mom was going cuckoo.
No. Pigeon's an album track and we don't play it on here. Right.
Oh.
4 points left.
Hang on.
What?
Was Mark just giving you a clue in that?
No,
room?
Yeah, no, he was.
Yes,
he, no,
I think you there not, was a bit of a clue going
I'll
on.
I'll happily
in that
take
room.
No points for that.
You're okay, yeah, all right, no yeah, one fine. Came no, no.
Out of that. He should be stripped of all of his points.
Yeah. Very graceful from Matt, but we're removing that. No one gets any points. Absolute Radio Classic Rock, still 4 points left to go. This is Absolute Radio Classic Rock. This is a banger. You know this one, you all know it.
Ben!
Yes.
Dire Straits Salters of Swing.
Is correct. Yes. 2 points to Ben.
Interesting.
Right, before we go into this final round, Anna.
I'm out.
You're on 1 point.
Okay.
Ben, Anna. You're on 5. Matt, you're on 6. It is all to play for between you two. This Anna. Is from the Absolute Radio main station. You can all get this instantly. Think last song in the club. It's 3 a.m. This comes on.
Journey.
Ben.
Oh, my God.
What is going on?
You have to say your name. I said my name.
I thought you were going to say like Grease medley or something. No. Anna gets 3.
I've been in many
that's no
club.
Way. Come really? On, that's outrageous.
That's good. That was amazing.
She didn't even say her name.
That is unbelievable. Well, the final scores, Anna has 3 points. Ben, you're on 5. Matt Dyson is on 6 points.
Boo, I don't think that's even fair. She comes in here with her celebrity friends and her weirdly flavoured Kit Kats and thinks she could just not say her name during Guess the Intro. Well, congratulations, Matt. Well done.
Thank you.
I'm never coming back in the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
This is Friday morning's No Repeat Guarantee. You're listening to Absolute Radio, and it's Ben Burrell here. Extra, oh, extra, it's time extra. For more social ammo.
Yes, it is indeed. And earlier you played a little clip of me out of context talking about tooting on the recorder, which is when we had a recorder.
One last toot.
One last toot. It sounds dodgy.
One last toot.
One last toot.
One last toot.
One last toot. One last toot.
One last toot.
One last toot. That was when Dave bought a recorder.
Mummy.
One last toot, mummy.
One last toot, mummy.
One last toot,
mummy.
It's the monster.
It's the monster. It's the monster.
Sometimes the spirits, they talk through me.
What the heck is going on?
I will not.
So, yeah, when we had the recorder studio, we played a lot of recorder content, and there was an Australian comedian called Richard Lindsay, who was very big on Instagram with his recorder song. It went like this, if you remember.
My name is Richard, and I'm sitting in the corner.
Oh, yeah.
I remember this.
Playing my recorder. I love him. I love him so much. He's such a lovable guy. He's back with new material, ooh, which is great. He's done a song about eating ice cubes that he calls...
Oh, is it a tough second album, though?
No, it's great. I think he's staying to a similar formula.
Ah, well,
he's
yeah.
not messing with the format that works. It's about eating ice cubes. Here it is.
Crunchy water, crunchy water. My favourite thing to munch on is crunchy water. You can even eat it when you're playing the recorder. Crunchy water. Crunchy water,
I love him
crunchy
so
water.
Much.
Share it with your mum and dad or your son or daughter. It's a bit of snack food than you ever thought of. Crunchy water. Now it's time to show you how to make crunchy water.
So then he shows you how to make ice.
It's very...
It's amazing.
It's very very similar to his earlier work.
It is,
I admire that, you know.
Yeah, don't blame him. You know, if it works, stick with it.
Yeah, listen up, Radiohead. Yeah, if it works, just stick with it.
I'll put him on my Instagram stories. You'll be talking about it later and I've saved your data.
Thank you.
One last toot.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And there ends another edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. You can listen back to it on the Rayo app. If you want our brand new Rayo app, download if you haven't done so already. Before we do finish it, we just need to name today's show. We've got loads of options here taken from bits that have happened on this morning's broadcast. He's just such a fine man is option number one.
He's just such a fine man.
He's just such a fine man. Ryan Reynolds, wasn't it? That?
Yeah, and Hugh Jackman. Was it Ryan or Hugh? Just,
I think Ryan took the flying ant out of her hair, yes. So that's why he's just such a fine man.
Yes, Anna had a big show today, didn't she? Not only did she do that, she brought in a treat for us. Biscoff and white chocolate Kit Kat Chunky.
Yeah. I've now
he's
had
just
mine.
Such a fine man.
He's just such a fine chocolate bar. It's amazing.
That's an option. Is this okay to suck my tea through?
Yes, that was talking about the Kit Kat.
Did you suck the tea through it?
No, I didn't.
Actually. Oh, I missed opportunity. Quick call to a radio station when you're running late.
That's strange. A caller called Andy, who won a Wix gift card earlier. He was in a rush to get off.
Yeah, he woke up really late but rang in for a radio competition. And
we had to
speed up the broadcast, didn't we? I was rushing for the questions. Weird. I was worried for him. Anna's own library.
Oh, so many sound clips people have been requesting from the...
That was good.
Enjoyed that. Gold.
In the club.
Banger after banger.
Vaseline helps.
Oh, my God. Glenn screaming Jimmy Floyd has
Hasselbank. Oh, well, that is
Jimmy
good.
Floyd Hasselbank.
He was doing an impression of a talking chicken.
Jimmy
for
Floyd Hasselbank. Benedict.
Stop now, that's enough.
Benedict.
It is soul destroying, but just stick with it as an option.
Speaking
of which.
That really sums up the show, to be honest. Isn't it? I don't know which bit that was, but it works.
This relates to Request Anything. I want Ringo and Dutch McLaren.
Oh, yeah. What a combination.
Yeah, both have had wonderful viral moments. Ooh. We played them on the show this morning. Lick That Pomegranate.
Glenn shouted that during Guess the Song, didn't he?
Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank!
Yes, and Crunchy Water.
We just heard that, the recorder man singing about his ice.
Yes.
Well, there's so many rich pickings, aren't there? I'm struggling, because I think Lick the Pomegranate has a nice ring to it, but maybe it's soul-destroying, but just stick with it.
Yeah.
It seems to work pretty well.
Sums up today's
type.
Show. Yeah. Sums up the week,
yeah.
if anything.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we're going to call it. You can listen back on our Rayo app right now.
One last toot.
No, we've run out of time. I'm so sorry. Dave is back on Monday morning with the team. I am back on my afternoon show on the main Absolute Radio station from 1 o'clock on Monday, if you fancy it. Have a great weekend, and come on, England.